Welcome back to Power and Grace Radio. This is the open edition. We're in week four, and I am here with Spencer. What's up?
Hey, guys. Dilly dilly.
That's it again?
At this point, I'm 2 weeks deep. I'm just going to ride it out.
Oh, my
God. Ride it out. I was going to, like, pretend to blow a trumpet and say that, you know, the new commercial that they're doing now where, like, the guy walks in and hands the Bud Light keg over, but I didn't really know how that would come across on the interwebs.
Yeah, probably as well as this intro's come across on the interwebs.
Yep. Super entertaining today, guys. Super entertaining.
We're all over it.
Welcome to Power and Grace Radio. Glad you all made it.
Yeah, glad everybody's ready. Ready for intense workout breakdown, right?
Way less entertaining than watching people's L4 and L5 end up in the ceiling this weekend. That was awesome.
Oh, guys. Oh, man. Yeah. Some deadlift.
I saw some bad workout. Well, let it be stated that on the last podcast I said there'd be increasing load in the deadlift, and though it wasn't how I envisioned it, technically it was increasing load.
I'm pretty sure I've been yelling handstand walk for a year, and you kept shooting me down.
Yeah, you have. And sure, it was handstand walk, not pistols, I'm glad they threw the handstand walk in, though, yet again, he has given us another scenario where that skill could only hurt you, but it couldn't really help you. Yeah. That makes sense. Like last week, it could hurt you if you're not very good at handstand walks. It hurt you, but it wasn't enough to help you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on the limb and say, like, I've been digging the programming and like a lot of the things that he's doing. This one kind of disappointed me. I almost wish it were like you flipped the handstand work. I think it would have been a more perfect and more fun, so you get both a better test and a more fun thing to watch test, if he had done regular weight Diane with a handstand walk and then just heavy Diane as the second. So now you have people who are attempting and getting their first handstand walks and all that stuff, but it makes regular Diane more difficult, right?
Yep.
We actually did it at Fittest Games. So one of my athletes who went down there as RX, she had to do this. We already tested, they call it Rambling Diane. So it's just Diane with a handstand walk. So she'd already done it. So I wish they would have done it that way. And then the second level would have been the heavy barbell with the handstand push-ups, because that would have been a better test. Plus, you would have had that skill. Like, if you don't have a handstand walk, you're really not getting anywhere. I mean, you're not getting anywhere.
Right.
That would have been my thinking of better testing and more fun to watch.
Yeah, that would have been a fun one to see. You would have had to look at it differently, too. I don't think it would have – obviously, the handstand walks then are a little faster, you know, things like that. But I think overall, either way, it's not enough. And to be fair, I don't know that it's – the open is supposed to be that way, right? It's not supposed to be enough to let the skills help you win a workout. But it is enough to, if you don't have them, you're not moving on, kind of thing. So,
right.
I'm just a regionals guy. I'm just a regionals guy. I love the regionals maybe more than the games. It's just, you know, six or seven workouts. They're generally like pretty fast. They got the skills in them. We're not trying to be super cute with all these other 9,000 elements and ring handstand push-ups that really are ring push-ups. You know, it's like, I think I like the regional format a ton. It's more display of fitness in my mind than it is the display of durability. I mean, so my problem is that I wish every level were just like that, right? Just out of pure bias. Sure. So I'm just wishing the open were like regionals, because that's way more fun to be involved in. It's way more fun to coach, way more fun to watch for me. But it's fine.
Well, I was actually a point I was going to bring up later when we start going through the leaderboard that, you know, there's definitely an open athlete, a regionals athlete, and a games athlete, right? Like, of course, there are the top dogs that are good at all three, but there's people who annihilate the open who aren't that good at regionals, or people who barely squeak in at regionals, but then here comes the test that is the games, and that's their jam, right? So there's different athletes for different things. But, yeah, I don't know. This workout gave me that meh feeling. Like, I spent more time just trying to get people to get their heels over a line, no matter how good they were at actual handstand push-ups, and then, you know, just get over to it and not destroy themselves with a bunch of heavy deadlifts.
Yeah. And I mean, when we get into leaderboard stuff, I've got a lot of like thoughts, but I agree. It was okay. I really hope this is sort of the dip before he really blows us out of the water with the last one.
Yeah, I think he was thinking that his Hansen walking was going to be a bomb, but hey, way to go. None of your, you know, out of your 500,000, how many actually even got there, right? Like, top 1%. Right. Awesome. So it didn't even matter. I think it would have been way more fun for affiliates to, you know, they could have run and try to get people, you know, a quick handstand lesson and get people, you know, 5 feet or 10 feet of handstand walking instead of, all right, well, here's the new standard. We're going to spend our time teaching you how to point your toes in the actually gymnastically the wrong direction, which, you know, is engaging your posterior instead of your anterior and your handstand push-up, but it's going to point your heels up so you get it there better. Yeah, it was, I don't know, I didn't love that part, but obviously there's plenty of internet bitching about the standard. I don't know if we need to add to that or not.
I would like to add to it. I just don't know why they picked the lower arm. Like, why the lower arm? Like, think about how little that takes into consideration in the, like, proportions between upper and lower arm, like the humerus and the ulna and radius. Like, I just don't – I would love to hear, like, why they did it. Like, why they picked that. Because I've watched a guy who was my assistant who is incredible. Like, he is built for the handstand push-up. Struggle through that standard just because his humerus is like tiny and his lower arm is long, right? Whereas his brother, who's like 9 feet tall, right, and has they're proportionate, meaning they're even, right? So his humerus is literally the same length, which is actually a little weird, as his ulna and radius, just absolutely killing it. His heels are like 3 inches over the line.
Well, right? I was going to ask you because I know you're an interesting proportioned individual. If you even gave it a measurement and a try.
No, I didn't give it a try. I know what my arms are. I'm the same way. I have long lower arms, short upper arms.
Like,
I know how this ends for me. It ends with really frustrating me waiting at the top of every rep for them to say no rep or good rep or whatever. And so I'm not hating on the standard. You've got to set a standard somehow. It just in my mind feels like sort of like, I don't know, like they picked some arbitrary reason for no reason whatsoever. Like why did we pick?
Here's the thing is I'm almost certain they have a reason, but I'm also certain they'll never tell us.
Yeah, and I'm also certain it doesn't matter because the best. Figure it out. The best adapt. The best get past the standard and are fine, right? Like, and so ultimately, it doesn't really matter because it only impacts the people who aren't going to be making the games anyway. You know,
I'm pretty sure they did it because of trying to eliminate people. Okay, put your hands over your head. We'll measure that. Well, okay. Well, if they have tight shoulders, or what if they kind of slouch a little bit when you measure it? You know, they're trying to make it more definite, right? Where they can't get away with. Not fully extending their arms or their hands are a little bit further, slouched apart or something. They're trying to find a way that's definite, but in doing that, you're still going to – I mean, I know all of CrossFit biases, just like every other sport biases, different body weight, right? Like, rowing, there's no way we're going to measure people and say, okay, well, this is your rowing because you're longer or shorter. But it's still – it still doesn't quite fit that. And really my problem is that – how tightly were these standards held everywhere? Like, did everyone do – like, I held whatever the rule says is how I said with my athletes. Like, this is what it is. We're not taking a little bit off here or moving the tape just a little bit down here. This is what we're doing. But how honestly was that really held around everywhere?
Right.
And I think that could make a big difference. I mean, especially someone on the bubble. Like
– I 100% think that the standard got cheated. It's easy. This is an easy one to cheat. You slide the tape down 1 inch,
right?
And
prove it, and that prove makes it on a video, ton. Right? How are you going to prove that on video?
Exactly. This is an easy one. It's a super easy one to cheat. I think you would have they'd have to call for the video. B, you'd have to be moving at a rate of speed fast enough for them to really zoom in and check and call you on the no reps. And C, if they do that, then they let the Zybex guys get away with throwing on a Zybex. So, I'm interested to see which video they pick. We'll see. I don't know. Whatever. This is just the it's the Open. Just this is what happens.
Yeah. Maybe the integration of handstand walking would just get rid of handstand pushups next year and just do walking, and then there's that. It's gone and we don't have to worry about it.
I would be a fan of that, actually. Yeah. Especially for the Open, just because the clear need for the, like, there's no way to cheat the standard, I think, right, is super important.
Yeah, handstand walking, I mean, it doesn't test the exact same thing, but it's pretty close, right? Like, more than anything, handstand pushups are about who has body weight control when inverted, which is handstand walking. I mean, you're getting the pressing effects, but really
the pressing capacity other ways. Yeah.
All right. So, okay, well, thumbs down on that workout. So let's go to the leaderboard. Can't win them all. I mean, if you're going, you know, you can't win them all. He had four good workouts that are, I guess, if you count them, right, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Leaderboard was surprisingly easily picked, like easy to pick out who was going to do well in this one.
Yeah, we're getting back to chalk, right? Like, first week was March Madness, right? Like, numbers everywhere, everything, like, March Madness, like
UMBC style.
Yeah. And then as we've gone along, weeks 3 and 4, or write those names in that you know are going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, so like Annie Thor's daughter wins. I'm still trying to figure out how people do this. Like, there's no way this person did it in 2:55. But like, yeah. Annie Thor's daughter, 5:34. The midline queen does really good at a workout that severely attacks the midline. Yeah. Weird, you know, like, and so, or like guy wise, like, weird. Austin Maliello. Mm-hmm. It's odd that he would win the deadlift workout, you know? So like, it doesn't surprise me that I guess for Austin, is it possible that the deadlift is a skill because he's so good at it?
Sure. I think when you're going, the faster that movement is, it becomes less about deadlift. And there's actually, I think there's like cycle technique that those guys can, over that many deadlifts, you can shave some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Austin Maliello goes the men's side. I'm not surprised by those two results. I don't think. And I honestly, just to jump the gun here, I looked down the list for somebody that surprised me. There were some girls that were smaller that did okay on the deadlift. You know, Alethea Boone's on there. There's one girl that is listed at 121 pounds from South America, and she's got pretty decent scores. But she also doesn't have a score for the first workout for 18-1. So I'm like wondering if 6:39 is really her score. Her name is Arianna Argiati. That's terrible. I'm sorry if you listen to this.
So you're saying that DeAndre Williams, who only posted this score alone, didn't bust out a 4:12.
I'm saying there's a chance. There's a chance.
Hey, yeah. Oh man, I think he's wearing a Camp Gladiator shirt in his profile picture.
Yeah. So there were some people on there that, yeah, sure, like, you know, there's some smaller people that I was surprised did fairly well in the deadlifts. But again, not anybody that, you know, I didn't expect. Like, Alexis Johnson did pretty well. But she sort of, this seems like something she'd be good at. So I think there wasn't any real surprises, guy or girl, for me, that on this workout, which maybe contribute to the whole reason I just am like, meh, let's move to the next one.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. If we go look at overall, it doesn't shake up a ton. I think Annie and Camille start to jump up a little bit more. I think we can still say surprise. Brooke Wells is still hanging very tight up in there. My big overall surprise, I think we talked about it. I don't think we talked about it on air. I think we talked about it off air, was Alana Fisk is still 11th in the world. With outside of the, you know, first workout, she hasn't finished out of the top 100.
It's because she's got Game of Thrones. Like, she's had to fight for her life her whole life.
Right. I mean, it's kind of the story of Daenerys Targaryen, right? Like, it started out, she was very weak, fragile. And then after she became the queen of the Dothraki and then, you know, took over Marine and whatnot.
Hey, easy. Your nerd is showing, bro. Real bad.
You know,
real
now bad. She's getting top of the world and moving the way up.
Your nerd's coming out.
I
don't think
I do admit that I'm way bigger nerd than probably anybody else that listens to this podcast. I don't think Game of Thrones is in. I think it's pop culture now. I don't think it's in the nerd land anymore.
Ugh. Well, I have not. I haven't watched a single episode. So.
I didn't. At least, I mean, can we get on the books at least?
No.
No. Okay. Well, we tried. I read all those too. But anyways, she's doing surprisingly well, I think, which is it stood out to me as someone who's kind of on the up and up. And then guy side, man, it's bland. Boring week.
Yeah.
It's boring week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad for Austin. Like, I'm glad he got a little love there. Like, he was having a rough open for him to go in and kill the one he's supposed to kill. Good for him. You know, he's an OG. Like to see him do well. So,
yeah,
it's fine.
What about you? Any standout? Any surprises? Anything you need to give a shout out to?
I mean, I have some of our own athletes that I'd like to highlight. But from an our non-athlete standpoint, I don't know that I see anybody that just really glad they did so well. You know, I don't think I have anybody out on there that just really stood out to me.
Rich Froning's almost back in the top 10, and I'm gonna say
second in the region
with thrusters and chestabars, a thruster chestabar thing looming. Some sort of, if we get some sort of Franish work, I'm gonna go ahead and go out on the long limb that say he'll finish in the top 10 in the world on that workout.
Yeah, I mean he's gonna be good at that, and so yeah. I don't know. I'm happy with. I mean, I like seeing Rich do well. He's also second in the region, which is good. Right on Matt's. Well, he is second to Matt. I don't know that you would classify him as right on Matt's tail, but no. he's at least second in the region. Still bald spot and all.
Still rocking it.
Yeah. Man.
Is his bald spot now? I mean, I wonder what the fame level is compared to like a Manu Ginobili. Like, is he that famous, like, of a bald spot, or is it just like a still fringe bald spot?
I've heard more muscle up analogies about bringing the head to like you're trying to show off the Rich Froning bald spot.
That's great.
So I think he's getting close.
Man, sure. That's awesome. All right, so you want to give any shout outs to some performances that we have from our athletes?
Yeah, so I got some ones. One of them's I expected her to do well. Actually, let's do this. Let's do the teen guy first. So, Cade registers, one of our teens. He ended up 28th in the world on this. Currently ranked 45th in the world in the boys 16 to 17 division. So, really happy with his performance here. He's a pretty fast lifter. And so I was worried at how much this many deadlifts would have an impact on him over the course. And he really stepped up to the plate on his second try and did very well. So very, really happy with Cade. Young kid, lots of potential. Just started working with him this year. Really, really happy with how he did. So from a guy standpoint, he'd be our shout out. Girl side, I've got to give credit to Audrey LeBeau. So this is, just to be very fair, and she even said this, is definitely a little bit of a wheelhouse workout for her. She is just sort of built for this. She loves the deadlift. I think to talk about how this is a little bit of an advantage from a body type standpoint. She really is sort of engineered for the deadlift, and does very well at the deadlift. So I knew this was going to be one she did well, and she got eighth in the region, and is, I think, sitting 18th overall, if I'm not mistaken. So really happy with her. She's as busy as they come. I have very few athletes, very, very few athletes that have the lifestyle that she has. She's always traveling, sort of very work-oriented. This is definitely not, as much as I think she wants it to be sometimes, it's definitely not the main thing in her world. So very happy with some of her performances the last couple weeks. She went sixth last in the region last week and eighth this week. So very happy with how she's kind of pushing the gas pedal. So there is thrusters coming next week, which are not her favorite. So I'll be interested to see how she steps up to the plate on that one. Just fun little exercise science fact. Those that tend to be good at the deadlift don't also tend to be good at the thruster. Hey, cool little exercise science fact.
I think we have two subjects right here, JJ and Spencer.
Yep.
I just want to put as many plates on in the bar as possible and pull it off the ground.
Yeah, no, that's how my L4 ends up in the wrong place. I will do the thruster any day of the week, keep my vertical torso, let my quads do their thing. And that's the same truth. It's like Jason Hogan back in the day, great deadlifter. really struggle with the thruster, right? Yeah. Think about Chris Shimley, struggles with a deadlift, is a absolute animal on the thrusters. I mean, it's just the way that the proportions between the femur and the tibia, right, makes for better vertical torsos or makes for better pullers. Honestly, the nerd in me really loves that. Like, loves seeing. I'll be looking next week for the guy that crushed this week and also crushes next week. Yeah. Again, assuming we have thrusters, but I'll be looking for that guy, because that guy that overcomes or just built perfectly fits right in the middle. I'll be interested to see who that is.
Did you see that Rogue used what's that guy's name with the deadlift that was just nose pouring blood at the Arnolds as an advertisement for Test of Strength on their new elephant bar?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's man. Hilarious. And also the Mountain. Oh, here we go, full circle. Thor Bjornsson, who also plays the Mountain on Game of Thrones, set a world record elephant bar pull at 1,041 pounds. Maybe that full that circle.
Is not a small amount
of deadlift.
It's not a small amount of weight.
Percentage wise, he also went into competition weighing 415 and is 6'10. So, yeah.
Also, I just talking about the exercise science piece it's actually brought me up. Kara Sanders, however we're going with now. Mm. She got 26 in the world on this one. Mm-hmm. I've been paying attention to her. She
really?
What? No, I mean, nothing. She's quad dominant. She's quad dominant.
Is she? I didn't notice.
And she
I'm gonna take some notes. Right? I'm taking notes. I'm
26 in the world. 26 in the world. Like, yeah. And she's not. I mean, I think she's 100. Well, let me see what her body weight is. I'm listed anyway. Not to, 160 pounds. So I mean, she's not a small athlete. So 100 handstand. Looking about all those handstand pushups at that standard, and then she's got a pull. Definitely a quad dominant athlete. I promise you, she's gonna do well next week. Mm-hmm. Cool little flag there that I think she's in shape and ready to go.
This is
her year, JJ.
I actually ask our nutritionist how much they think Thor Bjornsson has to eat, and they actually went and found his food log, and we spent a day texting back and forth, screenshotting all the his estimated north of 10,000 calories looked like in a day.
Well, Thor Bjornsson, I just want you to know, how much does he weigh? 400 what?
I think he went in at 410.
So he weighs 410 pounds. You think he eats 10,000 calories?
It was north of 10,000 calories because they weren't putting in all the juice that he drinks. They weren't using the calories for that.
I'll give him 12,000 then. 12,000 calories, which that's an excessive amount of calories divided by his weight. So he's working at like 29.27 is sort of the ratio of calorie to body weight.
Yeah.
I just want him to know. There we go. I'm at 42.42 calorie to body weight.
Well, don't worry. I actually
get on my level.
I also did the per body weight deadlift. And I'm actually, I think I haven't pulled on a max in a while, but I think I can get him actually by body weight. Right now I'm sitting at 180 and I'm,
he's to ultimately
that's not how that works and that's
listeners,
that's definitely not just how the calculations work in powerlifting or strongman, but if we're just gonna take it pure by body weight, I got it.
Just so we're clear, mm-hmm. It pays to be big.
I mean, and just to be clear, if those of you listening don't know who this guy is, go ahead and look him up, because we're not talking about north of 10,000 calories just so this guy can be a slob. Yeah, go look at his last shirtless selfie. That's a six-pack at 410. That is all six of them. Yep.
Zero performance-enhancing substances there.
It says Icelanders, man. Whatever. I mean, especially for that sport, I'm like, I don't care. Just do it.
Oh,
whatever.
No. I'm not saying I care either.
I want to see the most crazy. He also set like a world record for where they wear the kilt and they throw the bell over the tower. I'm like, yes, more things like that. I mean,
you're funny.
That's awesome. All right, so 18.5 coming up. I did call the week before. I would jump ahead a week to call the repeat of 13.5. The only thing that makes me nervous, obviously I'm going to stick to my guns, I'm going to hold down on that, is there's a stack of medicine balls in my gym that are just sitting there. I'm like, well, yeah, there's that. Yeah. And that sounds real terrible with thrusters also in a workout.
We haven't, yeah, we haven't done we haven't done chest to bars either.
Well, so I called 13.5, which was thruster chest to bar. So that was my original call 2 weeks ago. But then all of a sudden wall balls are kind of sitting there. Now, we can go with or without like other movements like lunges, box jumps, right? Those have proven to be.
Yeah, I think box jumps are gone.
Used or not used, but like, why is that wall ball sitting there? Because we've definitely never had an open without wall balls.
Yeah, I'm going to be super plain. Gerald Sasser actually asked me what I think it is. And I told him dumbbell thrusters, chest to bars. It'll be some sort of nasty version of Fran with dumbbells. And it's just, you know, because classically, what's he do? He makes it hurt really, really bad that last week.
Right.
Dumbbell thrusters, chest to bar pull-ups.
Yeah. I'm going to stick to my guns and say this is our repeat wad. 13.5, first ever gait workout. The better you are, the more this is going to hurt. All right, man.
Cool.
Sounds good. We'll see you for the final recapping it up.
We'll have some fun things to talk about. Overall impression of the Open is good judge of fitness, those kinds of things. Yeah. What is the Open? What does it meet? What does it qualify as? It's going to be good.
Yeah, and if you haven't got any of that certified rate A protein from Coach Wayne yet, I can hook you up. I'll send you some of that.
Gosh, protein. So ridiculous.
All right, man. We'll see you.
All right. Bye.